something like, the gist of it was that all colored people should all occupy the rear of the bus. In other words, start to fill up the bus from the rear.
Yeah.
And so there was quite a bit of rural segregation here.
Yeah.
There's a cartoon that appeared in the New Yorker in the mid-50s that showed these two identical Georgian-style mansions with the Greek Revival fronts, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
And Greek Georgian brick and Greek Revival, both of them absolutely identical, both yards landscaped the same, both are identical in every way, except there were white children playing in one yard and black children playing in the other.
Mm-hmm.
And a passerby was saying to his companion, he says, when Colonel Beecham means separate but equal, he means separate but equal.
Okay, what about the poor whites?
Trash.
White trash, okay.
Now, that is not necessarily universal, because, of course, there were a lot of poor whites down here who were not white trash.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, when you think of poor whites, you think of white trash. Now, my own family, of course, was poor during the Depression, and so many other people were, but then it is something. For instance, the people who lived down in Spunaville and Augusta, that we did not think of them as white trash, although we thought of them as poor.
Mm-hmm.
And which is quite funny, because I can remember calling in Spunaville, it was emergency housing made from prefab army barracks things to take care of the influx of military personnel that built up in Augusta around the Second World War.
Where was that at, by the way?
This was down at the bottom of Central Avenue. And then in the mid-60s, I occupied one of those Spunaville buildings myself. It was where I moved to when I was married. But it's very interesting. But we never thought of those as white trash. That a person who is white trash, we felt, well, somehow, not just in unfortunate circumstances, but someone who was, well, not even an intellectual inferior, a morally inferior person, someone who, in another context, you might say had the morals of an alley cat. Now we all are white trash.
What about redneck?
Redneck, this usually, as I knew it, just referred to the farmer and was not at all a pejorative term. That, in fact, I didn't even become aware of it being a pejorative term until the 50s.
It would mean a farmer, not necessarily a poor farmer, or not necessarily anything, just somebody from the country.
Right.
What about cracker?
Yes, that Georgia crackers often, and did you ever hear how that came about?
No, go ahead.
That they used to have, I believe it was either oxen or mule teams that would go through Georgia. And I'm not sure, but I think it might have been mule teams going to and from the gold mines at Dahlonega. And they would have these long teamster whips that you would cry. And that is I have heard is the origin of the term.
Matter of fact, that's what I've heard as well. That's the same story I've heard. As soon as you mentioned mule, I thought of it. Okay, but a cracker would mean, would that have any pejorative connotations? Or
I've never thought of it as having any.
Okay. What about black men's terms for poor white?
White trash.
White trash again.
As a matter of fact, I think our white trash